George Edwards here.
Nice to see you, Coach. Nice
Cantrell
you.
Brothers.
How are you guys, how you doing?
Yeah, I was.
Thank you. All right, going to North Carolina, another tough NFC opponent. Offensively, they've been very successful in a lot of categories as we've been working through the week and studying them on tape. Of course, their quarterback, everybody knows and knows what to expect from him from week to week. But it seems like they're getting a lot of their guys back, you know, into the fold this week practicing. So it'll be a tough matchup for us this weekend.
I'd like to mention it's Christian McCaffrey giving that offense.
Tremendous. I mean, him being able to run the ball and also in a passing game. I mean, he's a tough matchup for linebackers, safeties. I mean, he's a tough matchup. So that'll be, you know, interesting this weekend for our guys to be disciplined as far as leverage on him in coverage and being able to tackle him in the open field and those type of deals.
Maybe that they haven't had before as much as a receiver as you were talking about.
Oh, I mean, they've had an outlet, you know, like last year. I mean, they still had 43. I can't forget his name. But number 43 came in and did pretty much the same role. And he's playing some for them now, not quite as much. But McCaffrey, you know, he adds another dimension to them offensively without a doubt.
You've been able to really sack Newton the past two games you played him, I think 12 times total. Like, what's been some of the keys to that? And does he hold the ball longer than maybe some other teams do against you?
I think, you know, this is a total different year. The matchups we had the year before and that, you kind of have to, you know, go by the wayside with that. But, of course, you look at it, but at the end of the day, this is a new matchup. Like I said, they're getting their offensive line, you know, their center. I know he's practicing some this week. So this is we're going to get a full dose of them this week. And, you know, protection-wise, they've been good. He hadn't been sacked that many times this year. So, you know, I know last week they got after him and blitzed him quite a bit. So, you know, we'll have to see how the matchups come Sunday and what they're doing protection-wise and those types of things.
You guys have a lot of familiarity not only with Matt Khalil, but those interior guys that you all played last year as well. So when you've got that much familiarity, how does that change the approach, if at all?
It really doesn't. Like you say, every week's a new week. You know, when we play opponents twice during the course of the year, it's a new game, it's a new week. You got new adjustments, you got new matchups. So, you know, in preparation, our guys have done a good job of that from week to week. Is, you know, attacking it that way and concentrating on this Sunday and trying to go out and win our matchups this Sunday. He's done a good job. I mean, he's been consistent for him all year. He's been there for him playing all year. And you can tell his technique and fundamental. I mean, he's doing a good job for him protecting over there at the left tackle.
What was it like for you to see the offense just take the ball and keep it away from Atlanta in the final 5 minutes? Like, you didn't even have to work on a two-minute against Matt Ryan?
Or? I had my pom-poms out. Anytime that happens, we're excited. But, no, they did an excellent job of ball control. You look at it, that last 5 minutes of just grinding it out, picking up critical first downs, and our offense has really done a nice job with that throughout the year.
All right. There you go.
Thank you.